Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Kuf Dalet, and we are on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom, talking about issues of how to treat Truma, and what is appropriate discarding of Truma, what is allowed. If you have a little bit left, how makpid does one have to be? Do you have the same rules when it comes to Truma, when it comes to Kudshim? Even within the world of Kudshim, we spoke about different items, stuff, items and food, oil, and the like, that's noser, the Kohanim partake in, right? Even within the world of Kudshim. You know that there are different grades. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this once. There are different grades. We know there's Kodesh and Chol, and that's already a concept of halacha. But even within Kodesh and Chol, it's not just Kodesh and Chol. Within Kodesh, there are different gradations of Kodesh. And within Chol, there are different gradations of Chol. Right? So within Kodesh, there's Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshei Kalim and Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim, all different levels of Kodshim. And here we just had on yesterday's daf, Kodshim She'ein Lehem Matir and Kodshim She'yesh Lehem Matir. There's Kodshim that are subject to Me'ila and Kodshim that's not subject to Me'ila. So even within the world of holiness, not all holiness is graded equal. Right, there's different levels of Kodesh, and even in the Beis HaMikdash, there's Kodesh, there's Kodesh Kodashim, there's areas where limitations, where different people are allowed to go up to. This is where a non-Jew could go up to, and this is where a Yisrael could go up to, and this is where a Levi could go up to, this is where Kohanim and Kohen Gadol and nobody. Right? So different levels of within Kodesh, which itself is an important hashkafic element and not just a halachic element. Okay, so we're up to three lines from the bottom. Tani, Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul. Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul says, Kedera Shebishel Batruma, Magila b'chamin shlosha pavim v'dayu. A kedera that one cooks with, a kedera here, a pot that with truma was cooked in. So one can be magil it, right? Pashas, the stam kedera is of cheres, of earthenware, right? The Pnei Moshe says, stam kedera shall cheres he. And usually we know cheres, right? Eino yotzi mido dofno la'olam. Chazal say, nothing comes out of cheres, nothing comes out of earthenware. You can't kasher earthenware unless you break it and put it back into the kiln and you reconstitute it. Says the Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul, a kedera though that you cook truma in, so truma isn't really a davar usur, it's usur for a Yisrael, but not usur for a kohen. Magila b'chamin shlosha pamin v'dayu. You could kasher it. You should be magil it with hot water, boiling hot water, three times v'dayu. Amazing. So that's the halacha that we usually don't hold, that hagala works for cheres. Usually works china. Let's say we assume china is cheres, but for truma, we would say a special din that it works. You look at the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, halacha yutes, kedera shebishel batruma lo yevashel bachulin. A kedera that you cook truma in, you can't cook chulin in. Right? That's what we, if I want to borrow the cone's pot after they used it for truma, so then I can't use it for chulin. Vim bishel, b'no Saint Tom. But if I did cook in it, b'no Saint Tom, as we know, just like it was not kosher, it's b'no Saint Tom. Vim shataf hakedera b'mayim o yayin, shataf. If shataf hakedera, with water or with, the first pot was cooked in, but did it with wine or water? Hareze mutu levasholba. Wow. Bishol b'miksas akli ein tzorach l'shadev eskulo l'shodev makam abishol bovat. Okay, we'll have to see where the Rambam gets this from. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, Amar Avram, hiflig v'shataf shelo matzinu shtifa ela betzonein v'derech havara. Shtifa, we have a katet by our carbon chatas, mariko shtifa. Spoken about a special din daraisa to get out the kudshim taste. The Ravid says shtifa always means cold. V'zet zarech hagala b'chamin v'acharkach shtifa b'tzonein v'shbeitzu d'zvachim perek damchatos v'dafka kedera shel nechoshes avol shel cheres ein latakana. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. Only metal it'll work, and you have to use hagala. The Rambam seems to say this is different. So to see, the truma might be different for the Rambam, but amazing chiddush. So the Rambam says, based on this Gemara, kedera that you cook truma in magila b'chamish lo shabam v'dayo. Amar Rabbi ba vein lameda mimenu linya nevela. Don't learn nevela from this, right? Nevela, you can't get out. Nevela, non-kosher, you can't get out of a cheres kli. And if it was a metal kli, you only need hagala once, right? You only need hagala three times. But this is a new din that's learned here. Look in the Ras Tzirlio. Diaf agav, the last one on the Amud. Diaf agav damrinan, beperakol shayit. Even though we know the general rule is atar ha'idal kli cheres, sheda yotzi bido dafra la'olam. And even though by a kli cheres we usually say that it never leaves, bitruma hekilu. First the kamei, we're going to see truma bizman azed derabanan. According to that Chazal, we're not gozer in this case. Even though by other Yisrael Derabanan, you might not say that, but let's see. So this is and the Rambam doesn't have any limitations, unless the Rambam has to be understood as Truma Bizman Azeh, L'chora, because the Rambam paskins that way. But L'chora, the Rambam would have to say that if Meher Yivana Beis HaMikdash, then the halacha is going to change. The halacha is not going to change, but the application of the halacha will change. But that's what the Ras Tzirlio notes, what the Gemara is going to talk about. Okay, so the Gemara says that Truma could be gotten out of a cheres pot by doing kagala three times. Amazing shita. And Rabbi Bah says that it doesn't apply to not kosher like nevela. So Amr Rabbi Yosi, kashasa kumi Rabbi Bah. He asked the question. Rabbi Bah said it doesn't apply to nevela, but truma bavon misa. V'nevela belosa say truma for a non-kohen is misa b'dei shamayim. It's much more chamor. Nevela is only a lav. Only. But it's a lav. V'yat Amr hachin, how can you say that? So nevela, you can never get the taste out, while truma, you can, and truma is much more chamur. Amar lei, so here's the secret, the answer that the Ras Tzirlio already alluded to. Kemanda amar, me alehen kiblu aleihem es ha'maisros. Right, we had that lashon way back, daf tes or so. But we had that lashon way back. That's a lashon that basically means truma is banazed derabanan. But what's the, which we had is a machlokas tanoim and amoraim and rishonim, what the status of truma bizman hazeh is. Do you say that the kedusha regarding the land's mitzvos has been downgraded? And the language that's used by Chazal sometimes here is me'alein. On their own, they accepted. They accepted. Meaning, that's another way of saying it's midrabanan. And since it's only derabanan, right, and the Marafolda quotes, look back in Masechta Shviyos, there's a machlokas about this, because it's only derabanan, so that is why we would say that hagola three times would be good enough. So is this by all dinim derabanan? By all isurei derabanan? What about chicken and milk? Chicken and milk is derabanan. So you're going to tell me you have kli cheres, chicken and milk, you could be magil it three times? Never heard that. Right? Is that possible? Magav adayo? That's a major machlokas we show. And if you look in the Rashba, in the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis, remember, is the Rashba on many of the Yeradea issues. And the Rashba there says, if you want to look in Bayis Revi, Shah Revi, on page 73. The Rashba quotes this Yerushalmi. Garcinan b'Yerushalmi. The Rashba made it towards the end of Maseches Trumas. Right? Garcinan b'Yerushalmi, he quotes this whole line. And he says, "B'truma hekilu v'fisheina elamid devrayim bezman hazeh." V'nira says the Rashba, "Shehu adin lechol shar isurin shel devrayim." Wow, all isurei derabanan. V'efshar, and then he says, "Maybe shelo hekilu elabitruma bezman hazeh she'ein lo ikur b'daraisa." Maybe truma bezman hazeh, because it's a total rabbinic creation. What's called ein lo ikur min haTorah. That's interesting that truma, you might have said truma is called the Eishlo Ikim in the Torah. There is a concept of truma daraisa. But he says, maybe truma derabanam, ein lo ikim in the Torah. Kaman da'amr me'alem kiblu alem sa maestros. V'hu adin l'chol shari surim shal devrayim she'ein lehem ikim bidaraisa. Aval shari surim afilu shal devrayim. Im yeishlohem ikim bidaraisa ein mekilin behen kibit truma. So you got to figure out then what's yeishlo and what's ein lo. If truma is called ein lo ikur min haTorah, so you got to say what's called the yeishlo ikur min haTorah. So the Rashba has those two deis. Does it apply to all derabanans or only derabanans of ein lo ikur min haTorah? But the Rashba says vaharisho nira le ikur. But I like the first deya. I think the first deya all dinim derabanan. All dinim derabanan in a kli cheres. When the Gemara says that kli cheres you can't get it out, that's only by isurei daraisa. And if it's by derabanan, it means only maybe hagala once. But I go three times is going to help you out. V'teidalacha she'im ein ata omer kein, because if you don't say that, if you say this is not true, then why does this Yerushalmi be medayik in the Yerushalmi? Right? Then why does Yerushalmi say Rabbi Ba? Why does Rabbi Ba say don't learn nevela? Don't compare this to nevela. Why don't you say don't compare this to other Yisurei Drabanan? What do you have to jump to nevela for? If it only applies to Truma, not other Yisrael Drabbanan, why does Rabbi Yibam make his comment? Ki Amar Rabbi Yibam Lameda Mimena Linya Nevela Lashmin and Shari Sur and Shal Nevet Dereyim. The Kosherge Nevela Elamash Bavade Huadin Lachol Shar Yisrael and Shal Dereyim. Unbelievable. That's the sheet of the Rashba. V'chein matzeh l'rav shmar yahu hatzarfati. And he quotes another Gemara. Okay, this is the Rashba. And the Ra'ah, right here in the Bedek Abayis, and then the Rashba back in the Mishmeres Abayis, defending himself. But the Ra'ah says, Dvar meilu kulan kishkaga. He says, what a mistake. She'ein chiluk bedin kli cheres. Bein yisur shel Torah l'divrei shel divrei. There's no chilukin by kli cheres. Bikulan ein lahem takana sheini yotimi de dafna la olam. We grew up with that. Kli cheres, you can't kasher. Period. Yisroi daraisa, yisroi darabanan, you can't kasher it. Vahatora heida alav kain shekase bo yishaver. The Torah says by the kli cheres, you have to break the kli cheres. There's no way to kasher it. V'rayel davar damrina linyanay nesach. He quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And va'od shim kidvarav kain who call kli cheres sheba olam efshar lahachshir. Then every klicheres, you can kasher every klicheres. Why? Wait 24 hours. Becomes nosi tam lefgam, it's Issa Durabanan. So you could always be able to kasher a klicheres, says the Ra'ah. You tell these applies to any Issa Durabanan. So that's what would the Rashba answer to that? There's a difference between Issa Durabanan inherently and an Issa Daraisa that became ruined, that became nosi tam lefgam. They're both Durabanan, sounds like from the Rashba. All Yisur, but it might be all Yisur inherently, not an Issa Daraisa that became Pagum. A lot of lumdas here. So he says, Efshal Achshir, every Klicheres, the Mashi Luhu, the Lo Levi bin Ayoman, the Lo Misriel Adrabanan, Tavi Nosi Dam Lefgam. But Efshal Achshir in Bagala. The Chitim al Dilma Lo Mashi Luhu, oh, maybe you will be Gozer, you won't be Masha them. Valo Gazrina Giyai Gavna, it won't be such a Gzera. Say, Ve'ein Mashba Hashmuos Kedas Achacham Azeklau. I think the Rashba is wrong. And then the Mishmer Sabayas, right, the Rashba himself comes back and tries to defend. Okay, this is a Leibedik topic. Generally, Lamaisa, I think we assume it does not work. Klicheres is Klicheres. Maybe if there's a sniff, you know, five other sniffim, it's after a year. You want to add on the Chacham Svi that says after a year, taste starts disappearing. But this is an interesting discussion here in the end of Trumos. One other thought I saw, the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni HaShas in Yevamos. On Daf Samach Beis discusses this. That's where the Gemara talks about also Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Saita, Darabanan, Daraisa today. So he quotes this Yerushalmi. Kiblu Me'atzman. And he says, Hainu Lomar, Diavagav, the Trumas, Beis, Baisheni, Daraisa, Viavagav, the Me'atzmo, Kitshua, Kivichakachua. He gets into Heshekil and Beluim. He talks also there about Chilukim within Drabanan, and he says the language of Me'aleim Kiblu. Is it possible to say that they were Mekabel a Kedusha Daraisa? That's his discussion here. Like, Me'atzman Kiblu, it could be in terms of the Chovas HaGavra, it's Drabanan that they chose to accept it. But once they accepted it, maybe it has the status of a Kedusha Daraisa. Could you have such a thing? He hasn't quoted, but I'll add in. Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Right, kiblu aleha kechova. What does that mean? Kiblu aleha kechova, we accepted it as an obligation. So is that the Rabbanan? Is that the Rabbanan? Let's say, according to the Rambam, that says filas araisa. And even according to the Ramban, Achronim, the Emek Bracha says, even according to the Ramban, only the chiv of filas daraisa. Only the chiv of filas darabanan, according to the Ramban. But if you daven, of course it's going to be a kiyam daraisa. What's the raya? He quotes this, that somebody asked Reb Chaim. According to the Ramban, that davening is darabanan. Is it really darabanan? In order to have birchas kohanim, you need the context of avoda daraisa. So where do we have that nowadays? In Ritzei. But Hashem is avoda l'dvir beisecha, right after Ritzei. So that's when we have birchas kohanim. Because you can't just do birchas kohanim in the middle of nothing. You have to have it in the context of avoda. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you did it by the karbanos. But so we do it in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We do it by Avoda. So according to the Ramban, oh, Avoda is only Drabanan, but you can have Birchas Kohanim Daraisa, Bizman Hazeh. No, you can have the context larger. So you have to say, Reb Chaim said, even according to the Ramban, that Tefillah Bizman Hazeh, Tefillah is Drabanan, Lov Debechol Avavchem is an Asmachta, the Kiyam is Daraisa. So by my riff, Kiblu Ola Kechova, you say that's a Drabanan. No, it could be that you have the ability to accept a mitzvah that exists on a daraisa level, and I'm going to expand it. And I'm also going to hold of it on a daraisa level. It still might be different because it was created through a Kabbalah. It wasn't created through a chiyah from above. But that's another example of kiblu aleha kechova. That's what the Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses. Can you have a partial Kabbalah? Can you have a partial Kabbalah? And he gets into Tosefa Shabbos. Can you be Makabel Shabbos? Right? Let's say it's Shabbos and Yontif. Can you be Makabel Yontif and not Shabbos? One, not the other. Again, the Achronim will talk about this, these sugyas. Can you, be Mechalik between the Kedushas that one is Makabel? Okay, there's a huge piece in, Yibamis Pebes, but that's again the Lashon of Kiblu Olei Kechova. Sometimes we have the Lashon of Kiblu, but it's really a din. So Kiblu Olei Kechova we have here, the Lashon of, Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. Nashim accepted that even if there's a tibetam kachardal, there'll be no ekshim in a kiyam. So again, that lashon is also we paskin. It's a din din, not just a kabbalah. Okay, fourth line. Rabbi Yosti bar Shunam boy kumi Rabbi Mana tanina. We learned in our Mishnah. Herchino mitzis harizet shuma. Remember we said if you're pouring it out and you have drip drip drip, only a few drops left. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the last few drops. But if then it forms a puddle, so then now it's significant. It's significant, even though it's a few drops, it is significant. So the Gemara says, "V'yata mar hachin." So how, you see a little bit of shuma is significant. So how could Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul say this? The drops of truma, the bits of truma in the walls, do have significance. How can you say that? Hagala three times, then you're good. What do you mean? Don't we say that if you have a little bit of puddle left, a little bit is significant? So the Gemara says there's a big difference. Amar le kanai de ha'or nigal v'yotzei. We say if you do the Haggadah three times, there's nothing left. It comes out. It comes out. Unlike if you just have pouring it out and you have a couple of drops left, which then forms a puddle. So then we would say that is different. Again, all of halachas of Haggadah and libun. It's not that we understand it scientifically today that if I boil a pot, I boil a spoon in boiling water, that somehow gets out the taste. That's the halachic realities which we don't fully understand, and that's why this is kashered through libun, libun gomor, libun kal, hagala, and different ways to get taste out from inside the dofnei akli. But that's what we do. That's what we do in terms of kashering. Shmarim shal truma. What if I have, once we're talking about different items that have the status of truma, remember in our past couple of Mishnayos, we spoke about seeds, we spoke about what to do with peels, that was on yesterday's daf, peeling truma vegetables, whether it's a seller of vegetables, whether it's a malabayas. So we have the shmarim shel truma. What if I made truma wine, I have truma grapes, and now in the bottom of the barrel I have these dregs left, the stuff that's left with the psolus of the wines. So what do I usually do? So they pour some water in to make like a wine water. So does that have kedusha? Is that called truma? It's very diluted. It's like water that tastes a little bit like wine. So does that have status? So shmarim shel truma harishon vasheni mut aser. The first two times you pour in the water, that's aser. It still gets off some of the taste. Vashlishi mutter, but not the third time. The third time is already so diluted. Maybe it has a little bit of color, but it's not called truma at all. And this could be the poskim say on the page. This is all derabanan. It could be all derabanan because it's so light. It's not even a tam ki ikar. It's so light, the stuff that's left that goes into the water, that it's not really daraisa, but at least derabanan. So the third time is mutter. That's only if you poured water, like the case that we just described. But if you didn't put in the water, it's aser. What does that mean, you didn't put in the water? What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe, Machlokes and the Mefarshim here, the Pnei Moshe says it means if you squeezed out the dregs themselves, you didn't put in water, that's like you have the different levels. But if you squeezed out the dregs themselves, that's mamish wine. That's mamish wine. And therefore, no matter how much you squeeze out, that's pure wine. And therefore, it's going to be aser. Rav Chaim Gadievsky quotes other Mefarshim and says, no, it means if you put in water, then you have the first two aser, the third time mutter. But if you put in other liquids, like mei peros, that absorbs much more, and then maybe even the third time is going to be aser. Maybe even the third time. So different pshatim, what this means. What does it mean, lo nasan latoch an mayim? Again, does it mean you squeezed them out itself? Or does it mean that you used the other liquids to be collate the tam yayin? Good. Shmarim shal meiser sheni. What about meiser sheni? So meiser sheni, as we know, fruit of Maaser Sheni have to be taken up to Yerushalayim and in there. It's also to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. What if I have dregs of Maaser Sheni? So there we're not as machmir. Rishon aser, v'sheni mutter. Right, one less. If the first time you put the liquid in, it's aser. The second time you're ready, it's so weak, it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hasheni b'no Saint Tom. Rameir says, you go by whether it tastes like it. You check it. Sheni b'no Saint Tom. If the shemining, you see, lechumra lekula. Maybe he's lekula. That if the sheni, or maybe he's lechumra. That pashtus. That the Tanakama said, the sheni is mutter, period. Rameir says, you gotta check it. If it's no Saint Tom or not. If it's no Saint Tom, then it's still going to be usser, even if it's sheni. So we spoke about Shruma, we spoke about Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, HaKodesh Kiminyano. The Kodesh Kachim, what about Kachim? Again, unclear exactly what this means, we'll give one shot. As many times as you do it. As many times as you do it is going to be a problem. Kachim is the most chamor, and therefore, as many times as you pour it in, Rav Chaim Kenievsky quotes, Kodesh Kiminyanov Klomar, Behekdish Laolam Aser, Viafilu Manalo Pamim Harbe, Shasalei Maim, even if you put on many times, still going to be Aser. Okay, so you have to know. So if you have some dregs at home of this wine left over from the grapes, what's the halacha? So we know the different levels. Different levels. Remember the Mishnayos and Chagiga. There are different levels of Kedusha as we started this year today. There's Hekdesh, there's Truma, there's Maaser Sheni. All different levels of Kodesh. Next, Charsan Shel Zav. Once we're talking about diluting. So what happens? We'll talk about a Kli Cheres. Charsan is a piece of a kli cheres that is zav used basically as a urinal, right, to be matel meraglayim in. So we know the liquid that come out of a zav are an avatuma d'araisa also. A zav is a mitame midaraisa and the liquids of a zav. So this kli cheres absorbed the liquids of a zav. So what if you want to kasher or mitahir that? You want to be mitaher the kli cheres. So charsan shel zav. So rishon the again machlokes. Are we talking about the water? Or are we talking about the charsan itself? So if we go to the Rasilio says we're talking about the charsan. Rav Chaim Kadiaski says we're talking about the water. So rishon tame v'sheni tar like Maaser Sheni. The first water that you put on is tame because that absorbs out the liquid. Again, nothing was cooked in there; it just sat. In the charsan, in the urinal. So rishon tame vasheni tar. The second one will already be tar. The second water that you washed it in is going to be tahar because you assume all of the water, all of the meraglayim came out in the first rinsing, and the second one is tar. This is only if you rinsed it with water. But if you didn't rinse it with water, but what? Right, nothing to squeeze out here. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, but you just try to rinse it with other meraglayim. You think meraglayim is going to get good meraglayim out, so then afilo asiri tame, then it doesn't help. That doesn't help. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's lashon and others, min bimino is not batel. If you try to be draw out liquid with other liquid, it doesn't really cause a friction. And therefore, right, like we said, there's no clash, they could coexist, and therefore the meraglayim stays in the walls, and it is not brought out. Whenever this kind of lashon comes up, I always like to point out the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita against the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban both argue, if you remember, why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says, because there are no what we would call inappropriate words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Lashon HaKodesh is not modern Hebrew. It's based on it, but Lashon HaKodesh is biblical Hebrew, and the Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in, Rashi quotes that in Brachos, the Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to his Nevi'im in, right? Even if there is a Navi who speaks French as a mother tongue, the Nevuah that he's going to get is going to be in Hebrew, right? All Nevuah is in Lashon HaKodesh. The Ramban says that's why the Lashon HaKodesh has Kedusha, because Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh, and Hashem talks to Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh, but according to the Rambam, it has to do with that there are no quote-unquote inappropriate words, right? And therefore, we have words like meraglayim. Meraglayim is liquid of the legs, right? That's meraglayim. There's no separate word for shesen, the Hebrew, the modern Hebrew word, but the Meiraglayim, right, and many of the other areas that there's no separate word because it's a language of kedusha. Remember the Rambam at the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says that we have to be makbid on every mitzvah kala kebachamura. So one of the mitzvahs kalos that the Rambam quotes is lemidas lashon hakodesh. Right, lumidas lashon hakodesh, talking in lashon hakodesh, talking in lashon hakodesh. So one has to make sure that one recognizes the value. There was a rabbi that said a number of years ago that it's sad that there are three major items in Judaism in Yadus that are very special, that are very unique, can be very unique. And we have to grab them, but because there were certain anti-religious forces that took them 120 years ago, that's why many of the Shomer Torah mitzvahs have run away from them. Lashon HaKodesh, Tanakh, and Eretz Yisrael. Right? We have to say that no, just because there were some that were not Shomer Torah mitzvahs that connected. These are three major important ideas in Yadus, and we have to make sure that we do what we can to be connected to them. Okay, so that's the muster for the day for Meiraglayim. Okay, now we continue. Two dots. Kamatei Trumas Meiser, v'chul. So the Mishnah had said, if you have a very little bit of Trumas Meiser of Demai, then you don't have to give it to the Kohen. It's only a little bit of the Trumas Meiser, right? That was the end of the Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. How much? So it said 1/64 of a lug. Echad Mishmon Elishminis. Because remember, the whole hafrasha of Shumas Meiser of Demai is a chumrah, because Rov HaMeoris Ma'aser in Hain. So if I have a little bit left, then I wouldn't have to give it. What do all these halachas have in common that we've been talking about? What are all these put together? It has to do, what is the status of truma? What do you have to really treat with truma? What about seeds? What about peels? What about if you have a little bit left? All these are related in a larger sense. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudin bar Achse, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yudin, the nephew of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, B'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. He quoted his uncle, Pachos mikan, less than that, if it's less than 164, nosno beniro, right, the Yisrael can use it. The Yisrael can use it. Right, put it in his fire, put it in his candle. Right, the Marafolda says, Umadliko. And he could light it if it's less than 1/64. So he does not have to bring it to the Kohen. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, what's the chiddush of this line? Well, don't say, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. That's all the Mishnah says. But you have to like put it away and not use it. No. You can even use it. That's what he says. Lo tema aval asur lehenospo. That's an important what the Havamina was. Right, we don't appreciate Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Yerushalmi. He's our Rashi. All the other Mepharshim too. But he had all the other Mepharshim in front of him. And Mara Fulda, the Pnei Moshe, all the Mepharshim are so important for us in reading these Lashonas. So Nosno Benira, you can even use it. Rav Yanai B'Shem Rav Yudin Ba'ochal. So the Mishnah spoke about liquid. So liquid has to be 1/64 of a lug, that's the shear. What about solids? But ochel, kidei beyakala. We take out that word. The size of a easily cooked egg. Easily cooked egg, maybe of a marafolda says a certain type of egg, basis tarnagolas, right? That's the shear. Hada de temar, Now we have a big limit on everything we've just said. This is all bitame. When we say that you're allowed to keep the Trumas Meiser of Demai, that's only if it's Tame. And Hach Kebetza Betame, and also the shear of an Ochel, Kedei Levasho Be'akala, it's only Betame. Avo B'Tohar, Afilu Kol Shu Tzorach L'Hachsir. Right? If it's Tohar, you have to be Machsir it. If it's Tohar, even if it's a little bit, the Kohen can use it, you have to be Machsir it. Machlokas Ramam Ravid, here in Gimel Tezayin. Do you need, the Rambam says, Trumas Meiser Shaya Bo Echa Mishmona Shminis Malicha LeKohen. Once it's 1/64, you have to give it to the Kohen. Pachos Mikan Eino Metabi Balo Licha. If it's less than that, you don't have to. Ela Mashlicha Ba'or V'Sarfa. You could just burn it. Ubi Yain Ubi Shemen Afilu Koshu Malicha LeKohen. Wine and oil are different. Usually the Rambam says wine and oil are not included in this. Ubilvad Chetei Trumas Meiser Vadois Vitahora. Only if it's Trumas Meiser Vadai and Tohar. Vadai and Torah. The Rambam says you need both in order to have to give it to the Kohen. The Rambam understands this. Well, we'll read first finish reading the Rambam. But if it's Tame or Demai, you could keep it. Tame or demai. Im ein bo kashir, ein metal bela sarfa. If it's less than the shear, then one or the other. It sounds like from our Gemara that this shear is only if it's tame. But if it's tar, even if it's less than the shear, you have to give it. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam says if it's tame or it's demai, you're allowed to keep it. And the Ravid says that's not what I understood the Rishalmi. Avol bevadai, avol kol shu chayev lahachzir. If it's vadai, then for sure you have to give it back. And bidmai, if it's tar, you have to give it back. So the Ravid says, that's not how I understood the Rishalmi. I understand this Rishalmi as saying that if it's tar, then you have to give it back, even if it's a tiny shear. The Rambam understands, no, the shear is, if it's less than the shear, then you have one or the other. If it's tame or if it's of demai, so then one is allowed to keep it. Machlokas Rambam, Ravid. Bidmai, well, let's just finish the, I didn't read the last line. The last line, and then it's all a question of how to put it all together. Bidmai, avo bevadai, bein tame, bein tar, bein ro, bein maot, sarach lahachzir. So the Ravid says, pashe, what does that mean? All vadai, you have to give back. And he understood the previous line as, all tahar, you have to give back. And the Ravid, the Rambam says, no, he understands this as separate statements. Okay. Karshine truma. So if somebody has karshinim of truma, which are usually animal fodder, but it's edible al idea tchak for people too. So machilin asola behema v'chayev l'tanagolin. A kohen is allowed to give truma pet food to his pet. Yisrael shesach haparami kohen. What happens if a Yisrael rents a cow from a kohen? So the cow belongs to the kohen. So machilin kashine truma. The Yisrael is allowed to give truma to this animal because it belongs to the kohen. And the opposite, the kohen shesach haparami Yisrael, and a kohen that rents a cow from a Yisrael. Even though the Kohen is responsible for the well-being and the feeding of the cow, he can't feed Truma. He can't feed Truma because this cow belongs to Yisrael. And Yisrael is, this cow is Kinyan Kaspo of Yisrael, so he cannot feed the animal. We'll stop there by the Yisrael because there's a lot to say on this, and then we'll get to other issues of usages of Truma as we head toward the last three dafim here of Maseches Trumos.